From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Let's check out more of our 27 VK4 clubs and 7 special interest groups. I'm John, VK4JJW for Q News. We're looking today on Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association, Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, and the Gladstone AR Club. The Gladstone Amateur Radio Club promotes and supports the hobby of amateur radio in the Gladstone region of Central Queensland, Australia. Their town repeaters, VK4RGT, are located at Morris Hill between Gladstone and Calliope on 146.625 MHz and 438.050 MHz. IRLP node 6480 is connected to VK4RGL 439.8 with 91.5 CTCSS on Mount Larkham, giving coverage into Yeppoon and parts of Rockhampton. Linking with the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club network throughout the Bowen Basin to Mackay Airlie Beach is their Crumbut Tops 2-metre repeater, 147.375 MHz, 91.5 CTCSS, callsign VK4RGA. The long-standing link of 146.9 to the Bundaberg Club's Mount Gunanaman has been re-established. To aid users of the Crumbut Tops National Park and assist the local community, Gladstone ARC has installed a CB repeater, Channel 4. Club meetings are currently held 7:30pm on the first Monday of every month except January at SES headquarters, Lamington Drive, Gladstone. President is Paul Beals, VK4HN, Secretary Stuart Williams, VK4SZ. Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association. This association is dedicated to promoting amateur radio within the community and fostering the spirit of amateur radio within its members. Education and enjoyment are the cornerstones of their association. The association started with 8 members and has since grown to over 28. The group boasts more than a 60% WIA membership and over 250 years of combined knowledge and experience. Originally started as a simple idea to evolve and move with the times, they decided to form an association with the goal of getting on the air, into the field, and generally promoting amateur radio. CQARA wishes to bring together radio enthusiasts to enjoy this exciting hobby. They're also committed to actively participating in public events and increasing public awareness of amateur radio. Whether you're a licensed amateur radio operator or just have a general interest in radio and want to know more, you're encouraged to review their website, ask questions, join in on one of the meetings or groups, and become a member. The Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated holds its 2 meetings every month. Committee meetings are held once a month, approximately 1 week prior to the general meeting. General meetings are also held once a month and are usually the second week of the month, held at the Frenchville Sports Club, commencing 7pm. Some members get together at approximately 6pm for a meal prior to the meeting. President is a past WIA director, Don Wilshevsky, and his secretary is Richard, VK4FRIK. Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. The club aims to provide an environment to promote radio and electronics as an enjoyable hobby for all. Redcliffe is fortunate to have their own building and have just finished updating some facilities after receiving grants from the Gaming Commission and Redcliffe City Council. The club has opened all those with an interest in radio and electronics. It also offers training in radio, electronics and communications theory and practice. Redcliffe has a Facebook page, a public group with over 90 members. Meetings, and feel free to pop along, are held at the club room 7:30pm every Monday and each Wednesday at 9am. Call in on the club repeaters 146925 and 438325 for directions. Redcliffe hosts Redfest, an amateur radio convention at St Michael's College, and sponsor the annual Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint Contest. The Harry Angel was a contest put together by the old WIAQ before the WIA became a national body and was an idea generated into fruition by the late Brian Beamish, VK4BBS, the WIA news editor, Graham, VK4BB, along with Brian Davies, VK4AED. Club training course coordinator is Alan Jenner, VK4KZ. President is John Maudsley, VK4YJV. Secretary is VK4TFN, Robert Thompson. With today's reading from the WIA Affiliated Clubs webpage, it's ta-ta for now. I'm John, VK4JJW, and we'd like to hear from your club or group. Just put pen to paper and step up to the mic, and then send it to qnews@wia.org.au.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We seem to find them everywhere, and they are usually the ones that wonder why amateur radio is in the doldrums. We each probably know some, or maybe see one in the mirror too. There's been an acknowledgement that we as a hobby need to move with the times and present ourselves so that younger people can relate and find the real gem that is the heart of amateur radio. Like wolves baying at the moon, there has been repeated choruses of the coming of the end of times for real radio. There have been many expressions used to describe people who have these attitudes: stick in the mud, fossil, cave dweller, and more. As I said, we might know some, or we might find we are one when we come to examine our attitudes. Remember that there are people who are finishing their secondary education who have never listened to a valve radio, known a world without the internet and streaming. All these things may form a large part of how communications are viewed, when memory doesn't extend to much of what amateurs use. It is plainly just old technology. I hasten to say that because it is old does not take away from its worth, but there are different forms of electronic communications that are just accepted as normal accessories of life. I've previously mentioned the lengthy attempts that some people undertook to discredit internet linking of packet radio in the 1990s. More recently, I've seen a report of an operator making abusive comments about the use of hotspots to connect to a digital network. It is possible that the person might use Wi-Fi to connect their home computer network and yet did not see the incongruity of complaining about wireless connections to a network based on commercial equipment which uses internet linking to extend the range. Amateur radio exists in a growth sector of electronics, and it has grown and adapted for over 100 years. The shame is that many of us have let our attitudes solidify like grease around the fries when the heat is all gone. When we look in the mirror, are we going to see a grumpus or not? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.